brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Tuesday, the 10th day of May 2011, on this live Tuesday edition. Everything is coming together, confirming that our analysis of the globalist takeover of our country and the rest of the planet has been absolutely spot on. Now, that wasn't hard. Through the different executive orders, congressional legislation, UN reports, Pentagon training, telecommunications acts, we have been able to read what they were setting up, what they were deploying. Patriot Act 1 and 2, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, the enemy combatant designation, the Military Commissions Act. All of this is crystal clear. All we had to do was actually read it and look at it and see what the big mega banks that have captured the United States through fraud and propaganda have done in other nations. And then add a 21st century overlay to that, and we have exactly what is going to happen. Exactly what is going to happen. Exactly. And I'm going to attempt to not just cover the first article and then spin out in rage and anger. I may have to turn off the big computer screen over here, though, because it scrolls through InfoWars headlines. It has InfoWars.com up on the screen so I can surf news. And when Chucky Schumer's face comes up, or Obama's face comes up, or the fake bin Laden photos come up, or articles about internal passports come up, it begins to drive me into a frustrated rage. Last night I went and saw my daughter do her end-of-class gymnastics award ceremony, and I couldn't quit thinking about how innocent she was, how innocent the other children were, how innocent-looking the adults were, and how they're like children and have no idea what has been set up in and around us. I want to protect people. I want to be free. I want to be treated with dignity. And I want my Bill of Rights and my Constitution, and I'm going to fight for it. Then I went to dinner with friends and literally couldn't even focus on just having fun conversation because all I'm thinking about is what's happening. 9/11 was only a preparatory phase. They've built their police state in the last 10 years. Now they're getting ready to go into high gear. Continuity of agenda between both political parties, and they're now going into warp. Warp. Now, we come back from break. Again, I wrote about this 15 years ago. I wrote about this 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and 4 months ago, and again 2 months ago, and then again last month. Here's the article. Obama launches total media takeover system. And I wrote this article with Kurt Nemo on February 8th, 2001, a few months ago. Here's another article. A video I cut with the same headline, Obama launches total takeover of media, emergency alert system. Executive Order 10995 now being implemented incrementally. It's Red Dawn in slow motion. That's my YouTube video we played here. Back in February 8th, I screamed, red alert, red alert. They're rolling out this system. They're rolling out a new terror alert system that will be individually tailored to your phone, to your computer. It will commandeer your systems. Here it is, now announced today in their beta testing zones of New York City, L.A., and other areas. Right as they announce, oh, we like Chucky Schumer's idea, no law needed, to roll out TSA and Amtrak. They've already been there for 8 years. Now they're rolling out at DART in Dallas. They're rolling out everywhere. Checkpoints on highways. The feds are training the local police to do this. It is martial law without the announcement of martial law. So please listen to me. And you're like, well, so what if it's martial law? What does it mean to be shaken down? Well, next comes they check your ID and go ahead and knock you on the head and drag you off to a van, which they did beta testing 2 years in Pittsburgh, last year in Canada, with vans pulling up, grabbing people and putting them in vans to terrorize the public and test how the media would respond. They're testing it all.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is a day that will live in infamy. Every day henceforward is only going to get more intense, more insane. We are on the verge of massive false flag staged terror attacks, self-inflicted wounds here in the United States and in Europe as a pretext to launch what could trigger World War III military attacks on Iran and Pakistan, as we've been predicting in the last 2 months. A month ago, an admitted CIA agent was caught reportedly trying to deliver uranium to Taliban in Pakistan to be blamed on the Pakistani government. This staged bin Laden raid 9 days ago is part two of that frame-up operation. We are going to be breaking it all down today, and I want to get into that article from yesterday with some of the latest developments by Paul Joseph Watson that I swore to get to and it didn't. 10 facts that prove that the bin Laden fable is a contrived hoax, so we will make good on that promise to get through this important boil down. Also, that obviously integrates in with the new national polls that are out. Poll reveals most mistrust bin Laden assassination story. and they have polls out breaking that down. We also have an InfoWars poll showing 90% of 35,383 votes. 10% believe that they did kill bin Laden, 4,084, but there are other, quote, scientific polls showing a lot of people are officially questioning it. And I've also heard that across talk radio with many of the callers, the majority of callers, and just talking to friends, family, neighbors. They say people that aren't even aware of the whole New World Order system are saying this is Wag the Dog. So we're going to be going over some of that as well today. But for those that ever ask, why would government stage a terror attack or allow terrorists to attack us or stage the fake killing of a top terrorist? It's because they get more power and control out of it. Why did Hitler burn his own Reichstag as an excuse to clamp down in Germany? And last Sunday night, not this Sunday, but the Sunday before last, we put out an article Sunday evening within 2 hours of Obama's announcement, breaking down the fact that, you watch, the war on terror isn't going to go away. It's going to get worse, and it's really a war on your liberties, on your freedoms, and on the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence. And that has since happened. Now, let me calmly just tell you that Jesse Ventura obviously wasn't going to be back doing media in the U.S. for a few weeks. But he, we got contacted yesterday by his folks saying that obviously Ventura wants to comment on the whole bin Laden situation. And so he's doing some of the only interviews today via phone from Mexico. And he's scheduled to be joining us coming up in the next hour. I also need to call Dr. Steve Pachenik back and set him up in the next few days to respond to the latest fake videos they've released. Again, of those videos, most of the new videos they released on record, Paul Watson did articles Friday and over the weekend detailing that they were old videos, and he shows examples of them being the exact same videos, except these new videos have the audio cut out because it'd be a little too embarrassing if they had the same audio as four-year-old videos, videos released 4 years ago of the unaging bin Laden. He never ages either. So we're going to be breaking that down today. Also, the economy. And Obama is in Texas. He's in El Paso, just got done giving a speech. He's scheduled to fly Air Force One to Austin today, arriving at about 4. He drives right by our office when he lands. They'll be, of course, shutting down the highway for his imperial leader to the imperial frontman puppet, the curtain, so we don't see what's going on behind the curtain with the private Federal Reserve, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of England, the fraudulent hijackers of America. He'll be arriving here and giving a speech at a private fundraiser from, 5 to 6 o'clock at the W Hotel. Why should I even go down there and bullhorn him when I can just do a YouTube video and point out the lies and corruption and reach 500,000 people in 2 days, 1 million in a week, 2 million in a month? You see, the Internet's very powerful. We have seized control of it. The alternative media, 2 years ago, they put out big actuaries breaking down that alternative media, when put together, was bigger than the entire dinosaur, corporate, lapdog, prostitute, whore media. And so now we enter into the big report for today. Before I get into all the latest bin Laden hoax info and counter all the new lies that they brought in for the previous lies of last week. And again, this is not horn tooting. If you went and did the research we've done and read our articles and followed the hyperlinks to the executive orders, to the Telecommunications Act, to the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, to the Enemy Combatant Act, if you read what industry has been ordered to set up and what the big mega Apples and Googles and AT&Ts and Verizons, who chair the Internet 2 meetings, now going on for 11 years, these minutes are all public. And they openly say, we're seizing the web, we're going to shut off all the alternative media, you'll have a few thousand sites you can go to, owned and controlled by us, university, government, and Fortune 100, and that's it. This has all been announced for 11 years. We've written articles in the hundreds. some years it's in the hundreds, warning you, breaking down every facet, showing you where they say it, showing you, telling you exactly how they're going to roll it out incrementally to condition you. Now, I've always told you, it's a red herring to say it's an internet kill switch. That's too simple. Yes, they could shut the internet off. DARPA and the Pentagon designed it. But researchers, programmers, consumers designed it and paid for it and innovated it and made it what it is today. Now the infrastructure is built, but the kernel is DARPA, military industrial complex designed. That's the joke, not World Wide Web, worldwide wiretap. But it is a web of control and surveillance. But going back to the 60s and then the 70s when I started calling it World Wide Web, it was an inside joke. This is in the mainline history of the internet that it's the worldwide wiretap. So it's a double-edged sword. It can be used by the people to empower, enlighten, inform. It can be used to search information greater than all the libraries in history put together. And the system has allowed it to grow until it's ubiquitous and wired into everything and absolutely essential for our society, our industry, our culture. Now that we are wedded to it at the hip, like Siamese twins, now they are going to remove one edge of the sword, and they're already blunting it, and expand the other side, which is it being a one-way conduit for establishment, prostitute, government, Federal Reserve, financed. We learned about that in the last few months. I told you about it years ago, but now it's declassified, that billions of dollars to mainstream media, newspapers, MSNBC, CNN, CIA Black Ops, WorldNet Daily had that 13 years ago, running CNN, just total control. Okay, and the military itself and the PSYOPs works for Wall Street themselves, working for the big offshore banks that own Wall Street, and that came out 2 months ago in the Bloomberg documents and others when they sued and got it, that almost all the money went offshore to foreign banks and the domestic money went to media to hold you down, keep you dumb. But they're losing. And so the internet is not going to be killed. It's going to be changed, and it's going to become mainly a one-way system. And this has already been announced. And I told you they would roll it out first for hurricanes and disasters. Oh, we're going to break in and take over your cell phone. Oh, we're going to break in and Obama has a kill switch where only government messages will go over the web during a anthrax or smallpox attack or during a nuclear attack. But see, they'll be the ones that engage in the attack to then set the precedent for this. And so what's happening is not a takeover of just the web. It is a total takeover of the entire infrastructure of media. Now, they already had EAS since the 50s, but in 96, hardwired into all UHF, VHS, cable, AM, FM, high def now, all telecommunications hubs, all systems, entire floors, NSA run, everything wired through it. Snooping on all of it. Again, I told you this 16 years ago. It's all in the documents. 3 years ago, the AT&T exec in San Francisco went public. They whitewashed it, but it was exactly as we told you because the blueprint to fund it and legalize it was all there. I told you they're listening to all your phones in live time with NSA computers. I told you they're tracking you down to just a few feet with triangulation. Guys, you kill my phone. I had the ringer on accident. Thank you. My little personal slave data tracker system. Okay, my slave data tracker control system is following me over there. We need to turn that off. Now, my little guardian devil. So they put these systems out for everybody. They roll them out to the entire population. And once they're in place, then they begin the incremental takeover. Now, now notice, Federal News Radio and press releases that came out months ago said the president's going to start breaking in on AM, FM, radio, TV, your cell phones. You won't have a choice. There'll be text messages, or if your phone is enabled, it will pop up while you're making a phone call, cut the call off, and there will be the president or the head of Homeland Security, and the locals are going to love this, or your local threat fusion. It'll be your police chief, but he'll be there at a federal center under federal control. They can already track you in live time, listen to you, with the local announcements. So, and we told you this again over a decade ago, the Amber Alert, oh, it's for children kidnapped. Now you see the big Amber Alert signs, report illegal guns, report terror, spy on your neighbors. The total Stasi society is here. And you notice they already started setting all this up right before the new bin Laden capture. Right as they launch the new terror alert system. It's a whole new rollout. We'll break it down.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
Okay, let me just calmly break down the basics and I'll go into the detail. Deceptively and illegally, the federal government has been spying on all communications without warrants for 50 years or more. But they could only do it selectively because they didn't have the computing power or the personnel to physically listen to everyone. With the advent of keyword software and computers 30 years ago or so with the Echelon system, declassified in the 90s, they could then begin listening to millions of people simultaneously. Now, many Americans have computers listening 24 hours a day. Computers dial in on your laptop, your cell phone, which is a computer, and listen to you. The cameras are admittedly accessed going back 6 years ago by Google with computers watching you and recording and getting keywords. AI systems that can recognize faces, you name it. How do we know that? Press release by Google 6 years ago. This is all hidden in plain view beyond 1984. And the architecture of it is not designed or built to fight terrorists. Then you research who the terrorists are. All the famous ones, Alaki, Bin Laden, CIA, hanging out at bases, families working for British Israeli intelligence on record, protected, U.S. embassies ordered to let them get into the U.S., on and on and on. People say, well, something this big, it would come out. We've had the heads of the embassies, the heads of the military bases, like Colonel Stephen Butler at the Monterey Defense Language School, came out a month after 9/11 and said, these guys trained at my base. Out of all of them, this was staged by the government. They started a court-martial of him until he agreed to shut up. I think he should have gone ahead with it. I called him. I talked to him, and somebody was screaming in the background, and he hung up on me back at the time. I had to get Butler on. I mean, he's like, Muhammad Atta was at the school. It's on record, ladies and gentlemen. You're like, well, then they work for us, but they got on planes and flew into buildings. We don't know exactly what happened, but why isn't it being investigated? Look, I'm already digressing. The issue here is it's very elementary. They stage the attacks. They have the patsies internationally to invade whoever they want, but domestically to clamp down on us. And the military-industrial complex then has made trillions of dollars the last 10 years just domestically. In the process of taking over our society, they get all the domestic no-bid contracts. They build the federal spy centers that federalize your police. They openly have the military out running checkpoints under TSA training. All of this was already going on. And they're just now announcing, oh, we want you to have to run your driver's license through to get a train ticket. We're going to search you at all the DART trains and all the subways and Amtraks. That's already being done. We're going to randomly shut down highways. It's all been announced. They're doing it. Regular Marines, Army. Governor of Tennessee says no. They say, we don't care. John Warner Defense Authorization Act. They cited the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. Go read it. 2007. The Defense Department's mission domestically under NORTHCOM says we will sweep governors aside. We will take over states if they don't do what the feds say. And then Obama creates what Bush started, the 10 governors. So they can say, well, we have governors. We have states' rights. The president chooses governors that speak for the 50 states. I mean, we're already under federal martial law. This is just the rollout of it. And now they're announcing, oh, 9,000 locations. Town squares, every Walmart, Mall of America, 9,000 locations, big jumbotrons and little screens as well at the checkout. And we've seen the videos that they're playing on them. TSA is here to keep you safe. We'll soon be in malls and sports stadiums. Please report to us anything you see. And it shows videos at Walmart of TSA walking around. First, they show you video of it to acclimate you as they build the force. And it's a force to line up. We're sticking our hands down your pants. Now, Schumer comes out and says, we need no ride now, not just no fly. Over 2 million Americans now on the no fly, including one-year-old babies, 5-6-year-olds. It's all on record. And they just say, sorry, you can't fly. Congressman on it. And now it came out 2 years ago. Paul Watson wrote about this yesterday, Kurt Nimmo today, at InfoWars.com and PrismPlanet.com. They admit that, oh, anti-war people aren't allowed to fly. Second Amendment demonstrators aren't allowed to fly. People that have been critical of the Federal Reserve, they just meanly put you on an extrajudicial list that nobody can get off of. We're going to cover that when we come back. And I told you, I saw Governor Ridge almost 9 years ago say, you're going to have TSA government approval to have a job. You heard 2 weeks ago about the 9/11 first responders have to go through a terror database to get their health care. You see, it's for Americans to literally wipe your nose, to buy food, to have a job, to travel, for your car to start.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com. Or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
I told you live on air last Monday, 8 days ago now, that you would see a massive push now for police state. That you would see the announcements of government alerts on your cell phones, your home computer, break-ins on radio and TV. I told you that you would see announcements that they want checkpoints at malls and at sports stadiums and on highways. Why? Because they have been preparing at breakneck speed for 9 years, training every police department to deal with improvised explosive devices, IEDs. They have been creating this hysteria. They had secret terror alert systems where they would tell police and military about supposed terror attacks that have been foiled or terror attacks that have been carried out. The feds would blow up a chemical plant, say terrorists did it, just to get local cops really scared, but then tell the cops, don't tell anybody, say it was an accident. And cops are going, how does he know that? Folks, come on. You know how many secret documents I get sent? The point is that we are going to lay out right now for you exactly what we're in the middle of and what's happening. It's called the rollout of another degree of martial law. But just like a Richter scale, as I wrote in 1998, martial law is here, and it's a 3 on the Richter scale. We're now at a 7. And it exponentially doubles every level we go up. A 10 is burning cities, mass extermination camps, black uniforms everywhere, the smell of dead flesh. By the way, that happens in Africa in almost every country every year. It happened all over Russia, all over China, all over Europe, all over Latin America. It happens everywhere but in Western society in the last few hundred years. And it still happened here some. Okay, it's the norm. It's what elites do. It's how they behave. It's how corrupt systems of crooks that get control behave. It's always the same. Citizen spies, media control, private property being stolen by the ultra rich, using hordes of poor people too ignorant to understand what they're doing as their armies. We're facing it again. There is no doubt in my mind, and I am shaken to my core with the responsibility, not of fear, but with the responsibility that I have reaching millions of people right now. Folks, I used to get chills talking about this stuff every once a month. I'm getting them every 5 minutes now. The hair on the back of my neck standing up right now. Because this is so real, and I need to move people. I need to wake people up. We need this nightmare to at least start to be reversed. We don't want to go down this road. Please, 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 I beg of you. I beg of people that have been bullies and part of this control freak system who feel secure joining the power structure, buying their brainwashing and their lies. In your gut, if you have any humanity left, I know many of you evil people had good ancestors. You've been twisted and turned over to evil. There is still good in you. There is not anything in this world that I wouldn't do to try to wake you up and have you not be part of this. Now, let me calmly, ahead of Jesse Ventura joining us, let me calmly go over the news. Okay, let me just read to you the headlines. National Emergency Alert System set to launch in New York City to your cell phones and computers, CBS. New Yorkers soon to get emergency cell phone alerts in what Bloomberg calls quantum leap forward. Yeah, I've been in place for 16 years. Senator Franken takes on smartphone apps. Total theater. Saying the companies are doing this illegally. It's Telecommunications Act, Bob. I told you that 3 weeks ago. A week after that, the media admitted it was under government orders. People are like, but that was Bush. No, it was actually Clinton. They're all on the same team. The same bureaucracy is still in control, no matter who comes and goes. These childlike people say, well, Bush wouldn't know that bin Laden was dead and not use that for himself politically. Bush is a front man. It's about the agenda of the elites. They're there to be built up, torn down, leave office, and be built back up again. Bush couldn't have brought bin Laden out because no one would have bought it. That's why the decision was made when the Democrats came out and broke ranks. All the big elitists, the former Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, Walter Cronkite, at the most elite level of Bohemian Grove, went public. Teresa Hines Carey and a bunch of others saying, we know you got him, don't bring him out. So they stuck that ace back in the hole. We forget all that? 2003? Side issue. The media is acting like these companies did all this in unison together. First it was Apple, then Google smartphones, then AT&T, then the Microsoft phones. It's all of them. It's your home telephone. They break into that over digital switches, even if it's on copper. They can access it through a hub switch. 4 detained at videotaping DIA security checkpoint. Now you're a terrorist if you videotape them groping a one-year-old baby. Amtrak backs Schumer plan for no ride list. It's already in place. Internal passport. Terror alert overload leads to call for new ride list. No ride list. Going to be breaking that down. Now, here are our articles dealing with, because they said they would do it. I remember in the 1980s seeing reports, in the 90s, reading old reports from the 80s, how they wanted all cable boxes to break in with government announcements. How they wanted the EAS system to be in control. of all radio and TV to be able to break in. They got it done by 96. This has already been in place. And Federal News Radio, back on February 7th, came out and said FCC presidential emergency alerts to be tested. And he said, coming up in 1 month, the president will start breaking in selectively on radio, TV, and smartphones with EAS. Now, on 9/11, they didn't use EAS because they didn't need to. They already had ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, all in line with the script. Within minutes, Bin Laden did it. We've got to attack Iraq. Now, because the internet growing so powerful and so fast, they've expanded their grids and all the telecommunications companies. Now, under the Cybersecurity Act, ISPs with 100 or more customers have to have it. My IT guys, under federal law, if they get this implemented, will have to go get federal licensing and put hubs in, even in my operation. They haven't passed that yet, but they're still implementing it. I mean, this is total control. Not so they can kill the internet. Oh, they'll kill the freedom of it, but take it over. It's not an internet kill switch. It's an internet telecommunications, full spectrum dominance, total takeover, just like the telescreens in the 9,000 locations, barking orders, telling you to be scared. They want to force you to watch them. In the 80s, they said they want to make alarm clocks where they remote control turn on with a shortwave chip in them that picks up a shortwave transmission. And, of course, it'll always be for hurricanes, tornadoes, and as they roll it out, it'll first be those alerts you don't have a choice with. They'll have examples of, oh, this woman, her phone broke in and told her there was a tornado nearby. She was saved. See how great it is that the feds, with the local threat fusion centers, the local brainwashing, spying, propaganda centers, will then break in over your phone, over your computer, over your cable system, over your AM and FM radio station. And they talked about this in 2003. I was broadcasting out of 1260 AM and filling in for shows there. It's now sports. But I was on that station and also fill in for them, so I was over there. And the engineer's like, look at this, Alex. I heard you talking about it. I didn't believe it. We've been told now the president may start breaking in and other government, and they may just randomly take hours a day. And they were all angry. Didn't happen. See, they put this in place, and they see if you'll accept it, and then they start pushing it. I mean, that is the essence of tyranny. Now, here's our article, February 8th, Obama launches total media takeover system. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. Here's my video, February 8th, a few months ago, 3 months ago. Obama launches total takeover of media emergency alert system. So as they're getting the feds ready to implement this, the states ready to implement, then they come out with the new alert system. What did I tell you a year ago when they first talked about it would be? Individual tailored announcements. Oh, a gunman was seen in your town. Some guy putting his gun in the back of his car. They shut down the city. Oh, a box is on the side of the road. Take over your phone with the local announcement. I'll have to put up with Art Aceveda and the rest of them if they get away with this, taking over my phone. And they say it won't matter if my phone's even turned off. They're going to turn your phone on and force you to look at government propaganda. That's 1984. At 6 a.m., the telescreen, it's a two-way camera, turns on this room and says, get up, everyone. She can see everybody in the apartment building that she's talking to over the closed-circuit TV. And she says, you, Winston Smith, touch your toes a little harder. It's government health, like Michelle Obama. Big Brother's going to tell you what to eat, how to exercise. Winston Smith, I'm watching you. These cameras, these phones, all these Bluetooth connections, all these wireless connections, they're two-way devices, and they're propaganda conduits. You're in Walmart. You're in Home Depot. You're in the mall. Telescreens are saying, watch everybody. Don't trust anybody but government. I mean, this is beyond 1984. And so we broke all of that down. Here is the report, April 21st, Steve Watson, Alex Jones. Are you scared yet? Big Sis to beam terror warnings to your iPhone. Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, taking it over, using every Twitter, every Facebook, every MySpace, commandeering your list, your friends, your family, your network, tailoring messages to them, and giving the local corrupt politicos the power to access it as well. Boss Hogg has now can dial in and listen to your phone, not just Butch Napolitano up there. I mean, this is total propaganda weapon, seizing it. See, it's not enough that the Federal Reserve, it turned out, gave billions and billions of dollars of your tax money and trillions to foreign banks, but billions to MSNBC and thousands of domestic newspapers and other cable networks to put out anti-gun, anti-liberty, pro-open border messages. I'm about to get to high treason in a moment. I mean, the news is so fast and furious now. Now, because you don't believe them and they have such a low approval rating, mainstream media is down at 10%, Congress at 9%, they're falling apart, no one listens to them, they're like, what are we going to do? Well, we have this backup plan to take everything over and put up telescreens everywhere and break into all communications, and they're like, let's start it, let's first say it's for hurricanes, tornadoes, and terror alerts, and that's how they're rolling it out, exactly as we told you, exactly as we told you. Remember the Amber Alert, where they break in for kidnapped kids, now you hear it? It's Alzheimer ladies. Then it's, oh, report illegal guns. Report terror. I've seen it in Texas. Report illegal guns. Report terror. A 1-800 number. You see, it's the tattletale society. Suddenly, every professional, lawyers, doctors, dentists, they're all getting Homeland Security visits saying, will you spy on your clientele? Will you spy on your neighbors? Last time we got numbers, it was close to 100,000 preachers secretly recruited since 2003 to spy on their flocks and give them messages of doing what the government says. I mean, this is a total military, scientific, long-term buildup to take America over. And notice we're coming up to the edge now, right as the economy implodes, right as the dollar's dying, right as they try to start all these new revolution wars and back up the Muslim extremist rebels in Egypt and Libya. And they admit Al-Qaeda is the good guy now in Libya fighting Gaddafi, but we got bin Laden. On and on and on and on and on and on. They're launching, they're launching, they're launching, they're launching. You can see it intellectually. You can study it geopolitically, and you can feel it in your gut. Now is the time to call the White House, call Congress, call talk radio to get our articles breaking this down and get it out to everyone. You have the power. We still have the web. But if they set off a dirty bomb or a small nuke or shoot a bunch of shopping malls, they are going to do a test right when you're emotional and cut in all over radio and TV with government announcements. And then they'll claim, oh, the government announcements evacuated an area where other terrorists were attacking shopping malls. It worked. Then the precedent set. Then they hit you with a nuke. Then they mail out anthrax letters. That was confirmed to be government. And the criminals that run it. America has been hijacked. The government is illegitimate. It controls both major parties at the top. They ship in the narcotics. We've got the biggest prison population. Meanwhile, the border is wide open. It's been confirmed that 87 miles into Arizona, the feds have said, don't drive down this highway. Don't go to this national park. It's totally shut down. The UN has openly put out plans to break off the Southwest to be an enclave of Mexico. And I take you now to Obama in South Texas calling for total legalization, New York Times, and this, the complete and total high treason, Reuters, reporting it like it's reasonable and no big deal. States say we don't want to have to fund abortion. We don't want to have to fund illegals. We don't want to ban guns. We don't want to restrict alternative currencies. Feds say no. We don't want to have our speed limit 55. Feds come in and try to block it, saying states have no power. A group of I've interviewed some of them, the Reconquista Congress people, mayors and others in Tucson are calling for the secession. This is Reuters. When you actually read what they're saying, Reuters whitewashes it. The secession of half of Arizona into a Mexican enclave of Mexico. This isn't Mexico doing this. It's the globalist breaking America down. Liberals in southern Arizona seek to form new state. They are moving forward with the signed petitions for a referendum to secede from Arizona. But then we just say we want state sovereignty and not to be under federal international control. And they go, oh, my gosh, secession, they're violent. They want to know it's not secession, just 10th Amendment. Meanwhile, liberals in southern Arizona seek to form new state. There's been 13 killed on the Texas border, another shootout last night. Citizens being kidnapped, record numbers. I see it in the footnote every week in Austin, all the kidnappings. And they don't hype them up. It's just, oh, somebody was kidnapped. And it's always, 98% of the time, it's illegal aliens kidnapping people. Here in Austin, where I live, they're just kidnapping left and right. They'll just grab your kid off the street and hold him for ransom, just like it's Mexico. And it's just a little footnote in the paper or the news. Yeah, this little girl got kidnapped. Don't worry about it. I know if you're an Austinite or somebody who lives in Arizona or California, you see it too. It's like, oh, we're not going to hype that up and tell you about a real threat. We're going to hype up the terrorists. They're going to get you any minute. We got to have no fly, no travel, no gun buy list. Oh, my gosh, give all your rights up. So the total takeover, the preparation of the rollout of government announcements breaking in over your phones, your computer, your TV, your radio, that's now in full swing. No travel list. Remember Obama saying that we need a domestic security force just as big and just as strong as our military, a million strong? And they now admit, what is that? His Secure Corps, his AmeriCorps division. All those different teams they've recruited. That's who Homeland Security is now recruiting to be these new domestic Stasi squads. And when Republicans come in, they're going to continue it. Let's play that clip of Obama during the campaign calling for the domestic security force. Go ahead and roll it.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
There you go. And it is. It's the threat fusion centers. It's the federalized police. It's the goon forces, many of which getting paychecks. It's the media takeover grids. And now it's the no travel system. Homeland Security admits when they're done with this, you won't get a job. You won't be able to drive your car. Nothing without their authorization. The whole country becoming a martial law prison. We'll break it down.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. The real U.S. unemployment rate is now 22% and not 9% like what we are told by the mainstream media. The primary instinct of unemployed Americans is to go to college and seek a higher education. But all across America, students are graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and no jobs. Most college graduates are now admitting that they would have been better off getting a job at Walmart or McDonald's than having their lives destroyed by student loans. Our friends at the National Inflation Association are getting ready to release College Conspiracy, the world's most comprehensive documentary ever produced about America's college education system. To be among the first to see College Conspiracy, sign up for the free NIA newsletter today at www.inflation.us. NIA believes that college education is the largest scam in American history. College Conspiracy will expose the facts and truth about the education system here in the U.S. Sign up for free today at inflation.us to be among the first to see College Conspiracy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
All right, I want to be clear about this. The globalists have positioned us for bankruptcy into this new Bancor IMF World Bank digital currency receivership. But they've done it through fraud. They're criminals. The whole world's waking up to them. They need a police state, as the IMF and World Bank documents leaked in 2002 show, when they take over any country. They need a police state grid in place, or the people will take the government back and in many cases prosecute the government criminals that were bought off by the offshore crime syndicate. And so now they're coming in with their total media takeover. They're testing it. But nothing is more draconian than the internal passport. Remember 4 years ago, we have links to his speeches and articles about it in our articles that break it down. In Paul Watson and Steve Watson, as well as Kurt Nimmo's articles, we have the links to Ron Paul and his quotes going, this national ID card is a domestic passport, an internal passport. Because the Fed said, if your state doesn't accept it, we won't accept it for Social Security. Or we won't accept it for you to get on a plane. We won't accept it for you to go to a national park or to the Statue of Liberty. Your kids will have to have this to go to the Statue of Liberty. It's a domestic system, and we've reported for now a year that in key unions where the globalists have control, they make you go through a criminal terror database search to get a job. Remember 2 weeks ago? 9/11 first responders, cops, firemen, medical people have to go through a terror database to get their health care. Everywhere they can, forcing you, oh, this is a federal special health care program. You've got to go through a terror database. That's to beta test it for everybody. And that's what Obama's talking about with his domestic security force. And they're also saying you get on this list, millions are on it, they admit political enemies are on it, you can't get off, you can't find out why you're on it, now you can't buy a gun. No judge, no jury, no gun. Now you can't have a job. Now you can't get on trains. And now they're talking about, and states already have this, Texas does, license plate reading systems that know when your insurance is up. You're in a database. So the cops pull you over, and now they're saying, if you're on a terror database, why aren't you picked up then? Well, because you're actually just a pro-Second Amendment or a liberal group, whatever. Now the cops pull you over because you're on a no-drive list. And then they've said they're planning this. You won't be able to leave your house, just like in Nazi Germany where they first said, you can't do business. You can't leave your neighborhood. And it's funny that it's all these Israeli operatives like Chuckie Schumer and Rahm Emanuel are the ones pushing this. They want us to live like Arabs do in Israel. And they admit that's the plan. But therefore, Israelis having M16s in Israel, just Americans can't have our guns. I'm sick of it. But there's other groups pushing this as well. But I'm calling these people out. Let's go ahead and play Obama again with his domestic security force.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Now, we're not going to really have time to play the whole thing, but in our articles, we have Rahm Emanuel saying, if you're on a no-fly list, you can't buy a gun, you're not part of America. Here it is. All right, we got to set up a different computer system then, because when we got one, then we got to cue the other, and then we're not going to be able to play it. So here it is.
Make this a number one issue as a test vote and then take it into the election. That is, if you are on the no-fly list because you are known as maybe a possible terrorist, you cannot buy a handgun in America.
You can be in the country, but just you can't have a gun.
And I am not one far from liking the mixing of politics and policy, but as my old boss used to say, give me that vote and throw me into that briar patch. I'll make politics out of that every day, because if it's between that terrorist list and the NRA, I know where America's going to be every time, and they're going to make the right choice. And we have got to start building on that. That is the right thing to take into the election, and it's the right policy. If you're on that no-fly list, your access to the right to bear arms is canceled because you're not part of the American family.
All right, we'll be right back. So the government, the bureaucrats, they just put you on a list. No travel, no guns, no job, no food.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.